So there in the land of Moab, Moses, the servant of the Lord, died as the Lord had said, and he was buried in the ravine. Hello again. The death of a prophet often has reverberations down through the ages. As described in today's reading from Deuteronomy, the death of Moses, the greatest of the prophets, represents a major event in the history of Israel, and it continues to echo to the ears of Jewish and Christian believers alike. How appropriate then today, August 16th, is the 18th anniversary of the death of another great prophet, a prophet for our time. His name was Roger Schütz, the son of a Swiss Lutheran pastor, and he founded the ecumenical community known as Taizé. Perhaps you have never heard of this community in the south of France, but you have sung many of the songs composed at Taizé. Songs such as Bless the Lord My Soul, which you hear in the background. As well as Jesus, Remember Me When You Come Into Your Kingdom, Ubi Caritas et Amor, and Veni Sancto Spiritu. Next to today's homily link, you will find a few links about Taizé, including a short documentary about Taizé, which includes an interview with Brother Roger. Roger Schütz, the Swiss son of a Lutheran pastor, founded the Taizé community in 1940 during World War II. The monastery is located in the southern region of France near the great medieval monastery of Cluny. Over the years, Taizé has become a unique and influential place for spiritual seekers, young people, and pilgrims from around the world. The community is characterized by its contemplative style of worship, incorporating repetitive chants, silence, and meditation. It's attracted countless visitors seeking a peaceful and spiritually enriching environment. On two occasions, I've made a pilgrimage to Taizé. The first occurred in the summer of 1975, shortly before I entered the Society of Jesus. The second, 40 years later, in the summer of 2015, shortly before beginning to serve as pastor of Holy Trinity Parish. On both occasions, the words contemplation, struggle, and festival were thematic. You see, with the thousands of young people gathered there with me, I prayed and sang the Taizé chants three times a day, met with peers to discuss issues surrounding justice, and joyfully celebrated with groups. Several characteristics highlight Brother Roger's vision for Taizé and the 70-plus monks who live there and the dozens scattered throughout the world. First, youth engagement. Brother Roger had a special affinity for young people and believed in their potential to contribute positively to the world. He focused on creating a welcoming space for young adults to explore their faith, engage in meaningful dialogue, and work towards a more just and peaceful world. In this respect, he inspired Pope John Paul II to inaugurate World Youth Day. Indeed, Brother Roger in 1986 hosted the Pope, who on the occasion of his visit remarked, quote, "One passes through Taizé as one passes close to a spring of water," unquote. Certainly the words of Pope Francis to more than a million young people at the recent World Day of Youth in Portugal reflect a similar vision as Brother Roger's. Incidentally, on the front page of this weekend's parish bulletin, you will be able to read one of the talks which Pope Francis gave to more than a million youth assembled in Lisbon for the youth World Youth Programs. Second part of Brother Roger's vision for the Taizé community is promoting a prayerful atmosphere that transcends linguistic and cultural barriers. In this respect, Brother Roger's ecumenical and prophetic vision became a significant force for ecumenical efforts. He once hosted at Taizé Cardinal Angelo Roncalli, the Papal Nuncio to Paris, and the future Pope John XXIII. The future Pope kept in touch with Brother Roger so that this Protestant monk was invited to observe the Second Vatican Council in the 1960s. The third feature of Brother Roger's vision is a simple and repetitive chants that you hear, and a hallmark of Taizé worship services, which create a sense of unity and communion among participants. My first visit, I felt this spirit by participating in small groups with people my age throughout the world. Fourth, the Taizé community places a strong emphasis on reconciliation and healing, both among individuals and within the broader Christian community. The community's commitment to reconciliation extends to societal and global issues, promoting peace and understanding among different cultures and religions. In my most recent visit, I had the profound consolation of hearing confessions of young people from various parts of the world. Finally, besides visiting Taizé on two occasions, I've had on several occasions the opportunity to host one or two Taizé brothers. Several years ago, Brother John and Brother Emil from Taizé came to Holy Trinity for a discussion and prayer service. On Monday evening, October 23rd, Brother Emil will return to offer another Taizé prayer and reflection service. All will be welcome. Tragically, on this date in 2005, while praying with his fellow monks and thousands of young people in the large monastic chapel, Brother Roger was murdered by a deranged visitor. Allow me to conclude that in August, by noting in my own journey to Taizé, and that in August of 1975, 48 years ago, I was concluding my first pilgrimage to Taizé, and I was about to enter the Society of Jesus, I approached Brother Roger and informed him of my vocational journey. Brother Roger smiled and gently laid his hands upon me, blessed me, and sent me forth. To this day, folks, I still feel the graces from this blessing, from this prophet of ecumenism, indeed, this Saint Roger of Taizé.